for the next 3 hours. We'll talk sports and other things as we get you to your weekend. On this Friday edition, how are we today? Wow, two thumbs up from Hayden. Love to see it. Looks nice and refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
Rested. Just got out of the shower. Wow, he's up early enough to take a shower today. You're a new man.
It's looking good.
He said he takes a shower every day. That's a lie. You're not coming here after a shower every day. That's not true at all. That's a lie.
We can tell a difference in
you,
Hayden.
Don't swear to God. The other day, you just came here after waking up. You didn't take a shower that morning. You woke up at 12:15, took a shower, and got here by 12:30. Yeah, you're a liar. I'm not buying it. Your hair is, this is the first time your hair has been wet in a long time. Nah, I just feel like you're lying. Don't swear to my God. No, first segment. Just
I didn't draw it off this morning.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know if I believe this. Cam, how are you?
I'm doing good. Falcons coaching search may be over.
Uh-oh.
So I'm always happy to be less things to stress about in my life.
Saw where they have offered the job to Titans offensive coordinator Arthur Smith. Has he accepted it, or is it leading that way, or what?
I have not seen him accept it yet. I really haven't seen anything about, like, if he's leaning towards accepting it.
Well, he said the coaching search is almost over. That made me think he had accepted the job.
Because we put the offer out there. You going to tell us no?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you think he wants to go from Ryan Tannehill and A.J. Brown to having to deal with Matt Ryan and...
Yes.
Whether or not he's going to get Julio?
Yeah, A.J. Brown would be the third receiver on our team.
I mean, if Julio doesn't play, I don't know if he... does he count?
Yeah, he counts. That's why we, you know, shut him down last season. So he's good to go this season.
Okay. Well, Draven, you good?
Yeah, doing pretty good.
Okay, nothing to complain about?
No.
Nothing bothering you?
No, there is something bothering me, John.
Oh, is there?
Can we have the booth discussion on air? Is that okay?
If you want to, if that's where you want to start the Friday show, as we got our coach flying to California right now, after his hours and hours of investigation, you know, now he's on a plane trying to go convince his, you know, preseason All-SEC, a guy that people have said would be an All-American here eventually, Henry To'oto. Yeah, if you want to start the show... where he's trying to go and get his John Curry on and convince Hank to come back. If you want to start with the booth discussion, sure. Start with the booth discussion.
I just hate. I absolutely hate when couples. And, you know, people are going to do what they want. I'm not the one to judge, John. I'm not a very judgmental person. But for some reason.
You came in mad about this morning, so I do think you are.
For some reason, it irks me. It really does. When people come and sit at like a two-person table or a four-person table, mostly like just, you know, four-person table. And they sit right next to each other instead of sitting from across each other. Why do people do that?
Because they're in love.
Come on.
They can't bear not touching each other for half a second.
Cam, admit, it's cringeworthy, is it not?
I am not a fan of it.
He knows.
I don't know. Like, I wouldn't do it.
That's what I'm saying. It just looks, I don't know.
I love doing it.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
Rub on the thighs a little bit while you're eating. Make people like you upset and uncomfortable.
Yeah. The poor little host sitting there having to watch.
You might be bothered by it, but the women in there are probably like, oh, that's so sweet. I wish my boyfriend would sit on the same side.
Is that true? Do women like that more?
And hold my hand and rub my legs?
Tell me
they love me?
My coworkers, who are in fact majority female, the servers that I work with, agree with me that it is a little cringeworthy, that it is a little... irky, you know? It's just,
I don't know. Maybe I just date weird women.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe they like my quirkiness. It is quirky. They like my quirkiness. Quirky. Well, what about a double date, Draven? What are you doing on a double date? You sitting across from each other or next to each other? Because I feel like when most people go on double dates, don't they sit next to each other? Am I wrong here?
No, you're right.
So what's the difference? If it's so weird to sit next to each other, why on double dates are you sitting next to each other instead of across from each other? Why?
So you want to make deep emotional eye contact when it's just you two. It's very romantic.
It's a connection. You're looking right across from each other.
When you're on a double date, you want to make a deep connection with the other guy's girlfriend and she sits across from you?
Maybe. You don't know what double date's for.
Double date, you're not trying to build on the connection. Double date, it's more about cohesion. Like, hey, can my friends hang out with your friends? Vice versa. It's more about, you know, how you work outside of the group.
I don't think I've ever been on a double date where I've had to, like, sit down at a restaurant. Now that I, like, think about it.
That's sad.
I know.
Then you get Cam a girlfriend. Get Cam domesticated a little bit.
Get me to settle down.
Ladies, if you're listening. Fellas, if you're listening with a lady friend. Let us know. I like sitting next to each other. Make people uncomfortable.
Of course you do. Of course you do. I mean, I bet Hayden sits cross.
You at least got to fake it out every time when you go sit down. She sits down first. You at least got to act. And then sometimes she'll be like, no, no, sit over there. Because they don't like people looking all the time.
Right.
Well, I've never seen that.
Yeah. He's got to fake him out and pretend like you're going to sit next to him. Makes everybody uncomfortable. Puts everybody on alert. Is this psycho really about to do that? I applaud the people that do it.
It is very chaotic neutral.
Yep. It's chaotic. It sends a message that you're an alpha. You don't care what people think. And you want to sit there and hold your woman's hand. Or have her rub your thighs. Do you ever think about that?
I mean, the worst, though, is like when the people do it and when they just start making out in the middle of the restaurant the entire time.
What?
You haven't? People, that's what happens that, half yeah. the time when that happens.
People do that.
Right,
like, just all over each other, some, right there in front of everybody.
Some people are in love. It sounds like you guys are against love.
Have you ever tried to serve a table of people where they're just making out with each other? It's very awkward. I would not recommend it.
I don't mind you guys being in love, but you guys don't have to show it to everybody. Like, that's not necessary.
How's the tip in these situations?
Oh, I haven't had any issues with the tip. So it's, I'll power through, but okay. It's still would you like more water or?
But how about you just focus on just the tip and let them do their thing, okay?
Yeah.
You focus on just focus the tip, let too. Them do their thing. You got it out of your system? You good now?
I guess. I don't really feel better.
As a host, you should tell them no.
Just you, like, hey, no, this doesn't fly here. I really should.
That's your domain.
Yeah.
Sorry, we have a restaurant policy that makes people uncomfortable.
And they would believe it.
Yeah. Are you waiting for two more, or is it just you two? Oh, then sorry, you can't do this.
No. Get up.
Next time you're on a double date, just think, why am I sitting next to them and not across from them?
How is there enough room on the table? If you're having like a single on each side, and you're both sitting on the same side, how's there enough room on the table to fit both meals? Like, it's
talking. What are you talking about? People sit at four. If you never sit with four people.
Four, yeah, but like.
There'd be less room then. How many plates you getting? Like, there's plenty of room. You got more room. Like, you got it in front of you.
Yeah, but some places they have like one seat on this side and like a bench on this side. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And some people sit two on that side before.
Sure. Backrest.
The tables are very.
You're not getting the bench. And when I'm in restaurants, I got a thing where I got to be looking. I can't have my back to people.
Okay.
I gotta kill you or something.
Hey, you never know.
You ever seen The Sopranos? You gotta keep your head on a swivel when you're in the diner. Spoiler alert. I gotta be at the spot where I can see the most of the restaurant. So if she gets there first and she grabs that seat, best believe we're sitting next to each other because I don't want my back to the whole restaurant. I wanna know what's going on. TVs, gotta have a good view of TVs. I got a whole thing. So
I understand
if
that.
If you wanna make it uncomfortable, and sit in my spot, that's fine. I'm not going to make you get up. I'll just sit next to you. Oh, rubbing your thighs.
Who wants their thighs rubbed while they're trying to eat a burger or trying to eat a steak or something? Like, come on.
I'm trying to eat a steak. I mean, you don't have to have it on the whole time. Just a little graze, yeah, a little rub.
I know, but it's just
hey,
like,
I'm here.
I don't know. I'd rather look into my girl's eyes while I'm eating.
I mean, I'm looking in Draven's eyes right now. We're sitting next to each other's. You can turn your head. Look into each other's eyes.
Seems like a lot of work, though.
Yeah, I know that neck turn. You good now? Can we get to sports news?
Yeah. We're good. I feel better.
Just try it sometime. Next time you're on a date, just do it.
Maybe that's the problem. Maybe I just need to try it.
Just try it. I think there's a saying that says, don't knock it till you tried it.
True. Maybe I'll try it. Maybe I'll find a woman one day and try it.
That's the first part one.
Yeah, I got a few steps to go, but we'll see one day.
So what was he saying about Pruitt? Something about Pruitt. Here we go. What? What happened?
He's on the same side too.
He's on a plane apparently right now, going to pick up Kevin Steele and heading to California to try to recruit, I guess, who most people would consider our best player at this point. The VolQuest guys last night said, yeah, there's some concern that when the players show back up and the semester starts next week, that Tuatua won't be here. So now, I feel like for like the third time, Tennessee's having to go recruit this guy and be like, hey, come on, we need you, we want you. So we'll see. That's the story of the day. We'll dive into it next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, we're off and running in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. I enjoyed some White Claws last night. I went and played trivia by myself.
How'd that go?
One by myself, champ.
Wow.
Flex. I know.
Wow.
Not to brag. Only five teams. Not that big of a flex. But I won by myself. Again, not to brag. The White Claws, I think, helped. Sitting there, enjoying a couple of the old tall boy White Claws. I didn't get to sit on the same size as anybody because, again, I was by myself.
Mm-hmm.
No friends.
But you got to win.
That was my team name. I wish I had friends. And everyone said, aw, and looked at me. Everyone said, aw, and then looked at me. And then for a brief moment, they probably thought, should we, like, invite him to be on our team?
Yeah.
And I was in second place at halftime when they, you know, announced the team names for the first time. And then at the end, I won. So I was like, I don't need friends anymore. Joke's on you guys. This gift card's all mine. But I enjoyed some White Claws. Only 100 calories. I think it's 140 if you get the big boy, though. Worth it. Ooh. Ditch the beer belly bloat. I believe I had the, what was it, the lemon one? The yellow one last night? Was
mango?
Good. Was it the mango one? Yeah. Okay, I had the mango. It hit. It was good. It was a good time. Please drink responsibly. Story of the day. Jeremy Pruitt met for hours. So they got together after lunch. And did not get out of the facility with the interview process until 8 p.m. was the report from that. So, a grueling day of being grilled by Jeremy Pruitt for Jeremy Pruitt and his lawyer that was present helping him out. And then we got no news. We got no leaks. People are saying, hey, lawyer's got to take a day to get the report ready, present the findings. So as we wait in limbo, Jeremy Pruitt is going on a scheduled trip to go out and try to talk to Henry Tuotuo. I say scheduled because the reports were, yeah, he's already done this with Crouch, he's done this with a couple players, and he was scheduled to go out here and see Hank and his family before the season. So I don't look too much into it, just simply because I feel like if you're Jeremy Pruitt, you got to do your job until you don't have your job anymore.
Yep.
Right? If you're Jeremy Pruitt, like, if you get out of your 8 hours of investigation, you have to at least think, I got to keep performing as if I have my job. A, because if I keep my job, this team has to be as good as possible. Like, just think about it from that perspective. If you're Jeremy Pruitt and you do somehow keep your job, I think it's safe to say you're on the hot seat. Right? I mean,
maybe a little warm.
Jeremy Pruitt has to know that he is on his hot seat. He is on the hot seat. His seat is burning up. So he is going to need to, you know, have the best team as possible. They'll be better. They'll be better with Henry Tuotuo. I don't know how much better. I'm not saying they'll be good, but I'm saying they'll be better with Henry Tuotuo. So you go out. Maybe you go pick up Kevin Steele on the way, and then you head to Cali. At least let him introduce him to his position coach. Maybe his coordinator. Ansley's on the plane, too. Maybe as interim head coach. I don't know. But you go, you introduce him to the family, and you talk to Henry about your plans. Now, I do think it'd be a little awkward because if I am Henry's parents, and really the only thing I would know is, well, are you going to be coaching next year?
Yeah.
Like, can you tell me that for certain? And Pruitt might say yes. He might lie and say, yeah, no, for sure. It's good. Or he might say, well, I don't know. I don't know, guys. We got to wait to see what they found. And, you know, we got some things to sort through.
I wonder if he has an idea, though, just based on the whole process. 8 hours? You're telling me he talked to him for 8 hours? I mean, I'm sure he has some sort of idea of where this is about to head, right?
I don't know. I mean, you would think that you would think that 8 hours of investigation, like combined with the, you know, the 7 or 8 hours they talked to Niedermeyer, there aren't very many people that survive big-ass investigations like this. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it seems crazy to me that we were even doing this. Although, I guess if it's could save $7 or $8 million, whatever. But, like, I got really mad last night thinking about how quickly we rolled over on Pearl.
I got really mad thinking
about that last night. And, like, Pearl is coming off of, like, the Elite Eight season. That was when all this happened. And then the next season is when everything got derailed and we rolled over on him. Didn't fight for him at all. Like, oh, yeah, they got us. Sorry, Bruce, you're out of here. Meanwhile, we're you know, maybe out here fighting tooth and nail for Jeremy Pruitt. Like, just fire him. He went 3-7. Forget the investigation. Investigation aside, you should have fired him.
Yeah.
Now, again, if you want to try to save some money, whatever. Hope it's worth it. Because you're really hurting your program. You're hurting its perception. And right now, you're hurting the roster when it comes to transfers, both in and out. Both imports and exports. You are hurting your program.
I wonder if they're wondering where Brian's at. the parents, you know. Because that's who recruited Henry T.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I was like, Brian? Who the hell's Brian? Need him. Yeah. Moose, I got you. Took me a second. I was like, is Brian Henry's parents' name? I'm missing a joke here. Okay, Niedermeyer, yeah.
Yeah.
You're might be the first person that's ever called him Brian in the last, like, decade.
Well, they might know him on the
first
name basis.
You're on a first name basis with him?
Well, they might be.
They might be.
Yeah.
They might be. Yeah, I mean, I would say they're going to explain, like, well, I mean, I don't know. Like, I mean, you know, like, he recruited Henry as well.
Mm-hmm.
Might be having to go out there face-to-face and be like, look, those payments. You might have to go somewhere else. Those payments ain't going to be able to come through this year, okay? Here's your one last sack of cash. This is it. We ain't going to be able to have our same agreement. Like, I mean, that's possible. Bagman's gone. Does the bag of cash stop flowing at least for a year? Or what happens? I don't know. But, I mean, I feel like you're being pretty naive if you're looking at who all Niedermeyer recruited and you don't consider all of them potentially being linked to this. Mm-hmm. Now, some of them handled their business a little better and didn't snitch. And they kept it tight. But, I mean, it has to be in your mind. I would say they know where Niedermeyer is. I would say Henry knows that. Now maybe you go there and you show Kevin Steele and you're like, hey, you know, look at Auburn's defense and he's got more guys in the NFL than Niedermeyer has. And, yeah. You know, look, guys, you know you weren't coached very well because, I mean, the linebackers weren't coached very well. Bagman and apparently not a good position coach. The tight ends didn't get better 2 years ago and the linebackers didn't get better this year. So, I mean, like, we're getting upgraded there in terms of what we can do for you, Henry.
Still, wouldn't you want to be a fly on the wall just to hear Pruitt kind of explain what's going on? Wouldn't you love to just hear his explanation, like just this whole process?
I want to see this group text, the Saban's fired assistant group text.
Yeah.
Is Lane the only one still standing? Like, what the hell's happening here? It was Pruitt, Muschamp, and Lane, and who? There's one more. Was it?
I thought it was Kirby.
I think was it was Kirby. Kirby? Yeah.
Well, Kirby's still standing.
Yeah.
If I'm Kirby, I'm like, hey, can you guys quit texting me? I got work. You guys have bad luck. Like,
stuff to do.
Wayne, if you need me, just holler at me.
They're going to create their own separate.
Yeah. Sark just entered the chat this past week.
Kirby's like, hey, Lane, let's go talk to Sark. Get away from Muschamp. And
they're not going to leave the original group text. They're just going to start their own.
Yeah.
Become way less active in that one. Although maybe it might be a good networking place because Muschamp and Pruitt might need jobs.
Yeah.
Get him a nice little analyst job
just
somewhere.
Just going to text in their resume.
Yeah. I would like to know how Jeremy Pruitt feels and like how this is going because you raise a good question. What does he think right now? I would imagine that he knows, like, man, this is not good for me.
I would hope. I would hope he's that smart.
But maybe he's at the point where he's just like, hey, yeah, it's fine. They're going to ruin my money, though. I'm gonna get every dollar I can. Run me my check. That might be his biggest concern. I don't know. But, you know, take a plane to California. Go get some fish tacos. Go hang out with your boys. Enjoy the lavish lifestyle while you can, I guess.
Yeah, why not?
I mean, if I got investigated for 8 hours, I would, you know, need a vacation. I don't know if Jeremy will stop by the beach and look at the ocean or anything, but...
Especially if you know, like, there's a decent chance you're going to get canned, right? Might as well, like, enjoy it.
Use that per diem while you can.
Yeah.
That company credit card. Yeah. You are out there. I'm eating the best meal. It's kind of the last supper, if you will.
It's unfortunate for him that California restaurants are shut down. You have to get takeout.
Oh, man.
Dang it.
You have to get takeout out there.
Yeah. Dang it.
I appreciate it.
Sit on the beach by himself with his to-go Chinese food.
They might stop and recreate the Butch Jones ice cream pitcher that they have a Kongbo, Bob Shoop.
I hadn't seen that.
Yeah, you have.
I don't think so.
On the recruiting visit, when like Butch and the coaches are eating ice cream with Kongbo, they're all got like ice cream cones. You know, you never saw that one?
Uh-uh.
That's how we knew we had him. They're eating ice cream. Now, I appreciate you being more aggressive and talking during the show and not the break, but let me try this one more time. They might be going out and eating tonight, last supper. Kevin Steele's there. They already might have their Judas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You cut me off before I got to the Judas Kevin Steele comparison because you know he might be taking his job like as they're having their as they're having their last meal like Steele might have set this whole thing up. Still, I'm going to set this whole thing up and be ready to turn on Germ.
We thought he was running a coup at Auburn, but really it was just a long ploy to have a coup here.
He never quite got over the 2017 coaching search, and he did not get hired. We got Fulmer trying to get everyone back for firing him in 2008, and you got Kevin Steele trying to get everybody back for not hiring him in 2017. So, yeah, go live it up on the best coast. Boys, I tell you, these girls out here, they're a lot different than they are back home. It would be nice if it was a little bit warmer.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's still warm out there.
Warm enough to be like rollerblading, like in bikinis and stuff?
Probably.
You think so? Surely not.
What city are
we talking? It's like LA. I mean, I don't know where. I don't think Henry's in LA, but I'm just picturing LA with all this.
He went to De La Salle, so wherever that's at.
De La Salle. All right, hold on. Let me.
I'm just picturing them like in LA.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure if Jerm's near close enough, he'll take a little trip to LA while he's out there, right?
Jeremy wears khaki pants on the beach.
Jeremy
wears jeans or his khaki pants on the beach. He does not get in shorts. He's just there to listen to the ocean. He does not want to show his legs.
It's getting 87 in LA today.
Oh, geez. Okay. I guess it is. Man, why does anybody live anywhere else? Taxes.
Yeah.
Rent.
Yeah. And the homeless people, the liberalism.
Earthquakes.
Well, yeah, the earthquakes. Good point. Yeah.
Well, De La Salle's in Concord, California, and it's 45 right now. So,
what a difference.
Let me see. Yeah.
Concord. Well, I mean, it's also, it's 9:30. I guess it's.
It's supposed to get up to 65 today.
What a difference.
He needs to go to L.A.
Yeah. Hey, Toto, you just want to meet me down in L.A.? Get some, get some of them tacos with fish on them. I like them. But, I don't think this is a sign that Pruitt is coming back.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case. Now, we'll see. I mean, it could be, but it's a, you got to do your job while you have it. And if he does have, if he does get to keep it, you want it to be as good as possible. So I think that's where we're at. We'll continue the conversation on the other side. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.
Apex Pest.
Scale of 1 to 10, how much do you care about Henry Toto coming back to school next year? Or this year, coming back to school for this season? I keep forgetting we're in January now.
5.5? 6, maybe? Would be nice to have him back, but it doesn't, change the program.
I mean, he's a solid, B player, right? Give him, a B plus
player,
at times.
Oh, yeah, I'm not even talking about him as a player. I'm just talking about how much do you care, because to me, hey, not that you give your answer. I mean, where are you at?
Scale 1 to 10. 30. 22.2.
Okay, so you're high up in terms of caring about what he does. Draven, you scale of 1 to 50.
I don't know, 30-something, 35.
Okay. I'm very low. I'm a
Really?
I don't care. I mean, he's not a difference between winning and losing. I mean, is he a difference between winning and losing
next year?
Not on slant routes.
I mean, it's no disrespect to him. He's a good player, and I think if he goes somewhere else, he can learn to be great. But, I mean, at the very most, we have 2 years left of him.
No, three.
Well, okay, sure. I guess with the COVID thing, but I would be surprised if he was a fifth-year senior. If he was a fifth-year senior, then...
Probably not going to make the NFL.
Then we don't
probably
really care about if he's here or not anyways. In Henry's parents' mind, they probably think he's got one more year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They're going to go somewhere this year where he can go and make it to the NFL next year. I would imagine that's the goal. That would be my goal. I mean, I imagine they've been thinking that since he's in high school and was so highly touted. And, I mean, he came in and was good as a freshman, and they thought he was on the fast track. So, let's just say it's one more year of Henry Toto. Do we really care? Is he the difference between Tennessee going 7-3, 7-? Well, let's get back to 12-game schedules. Maybe. Is the difference between going 8-4 or 6-6? I don't think so. I don't think he's worth a win.
Yeah,
probably not. I think he probably would be better next year with K Kevin Steele as a linebackers coach instead of Brian Niedermeyer.
Sure, you would think so. And maybe all the linebackers will be, and that's fine. But I'm just saying, like, to me, I just can't worry about any individual players. There's nobody on the team that I'm looking at, and I'm like, oh, man, program's in real trouble if you lose them. I mean, there's guys I like. I like Toa Toa.
Yeah.
I like Jalen Hyatt a lot. I like Eric Gray, but, like, in the grand scheme of things, and this is maybe why I've always gravitated towards the NFL, is, like, the college players are just, you know, they're gone. They're only here, you know, such a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, Toa Toa, like I said, maybe one more year.
Mm-hmm.
The program's health 4 years from now dictates much, much more on what they do with Jeremy Pruitt and the next coach than it does with Henry Toa Toa coming back. Is that fair? I mean, we all agree with that, right?
Yeah.
And because we're going to suck next year, or most likely going to suck next year, not going to win a championship next year.
I mean, we could be bad next year with a pretty decent record, in my opinion.
Sure, but I mean, like, we're not. We're going to go somewhere between 4 wins and 7 wins.
Yeah.
Yep.
Does that feel accurate?
Yeah. I'd say
I mean,
so.
Maybe 8 if we get lucky, just because the schedule's so bad.
Max out, I mean, 8.
Sure. I mean, especially if you count a bowl game or whatever. But
yeah.
Like, I find it hard to think this team's going to win 8 games next year. I mean, I know the schedule is quote unquote easy, but like Alabama's still on it, Florida's still on it, Georgia's still on it, Ole Miss is on it. That's 4 games right there that I don't feel great about. You go to Kentucky, you saw what Kentucky. I mean, like, we could win there. I'm not going to be scared of Kentucky, but I'm just saying, like, winning 8 just seems far fetched. But either way, yeah, sure, you could do that. But like, to me, again, no player on this roster right now. Sans maybe Caden Salter. Just because if you lost him, you'd have no hope at the quarterback position.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if he was like, you know what, this is not what I signed up for, I'm out of here, which imagine how he feels. I bet he wishes he didn't sign his paper. Although maybe he signed his paper and got in and got the bag before Tennessee got in too much trouble. Maybe he's like, hey, check still cleared. Cash still spins. Good. I'm coming. Peyton Manning. Knoxville. Love him. Maybe that's how he feels. Now, I don't know if those guys are going to be looking like, if it's like Kevin Steele is your head coach, like, wait a second, what? And they actually look, because I imagine like the players will eventually look and see what he did in his resume. And they'll look and say, he's got one conference win? He won one conference game as a head coach? Like, eventually there'll be that group text of the players, and they'll all be like, oh, bro, what do we get ourselves into? Eventually that will happen. If it is just a situation where they somehow try to promote Kevin Steele to head coach, which I hope they don't, but who knows.
Jeez.
But my larger point here is, like, none of these players matter. I truly feel that way. Like I said, if there was one that I looked at and said did, it would be Salter, simply because he is a big-time quarterback, and he is, hopefully the quarterback of the future. But even then, if you convince me, like, it doesn't matter, the next coach will for sure get Ty Simpson. And you'll kick the can down the road another year. I'd be like, okay, program's fine. Or program is in the same shape as it would be.
Give me Salter and Hyatt, and I'm all right.
Yeah, I mean, I do think if you lose Pruitt, you'll probably lose Salter. Unless you come in with a Hyatt. Because Beamer went out of his way to, go ahead and offer his little brother, who's a big-time player. I mean, he's a top 100 player, but went ahead and offered him. You saw Papa Hyatt tweeting about how that's how you do it. That's how you treat your in-state guys. So, like, I mean, it might be a time where Jalen just went home to South Carolina. Because he's always talked about how much he loves Pruitt. That's what Papa Hyatt's always said. So, like, if Pruitt's gone, I mean, you might lose him. And it would suck. I like that guy. I think he's going to be really good. And he'll probably go, to either South Carolina or Clemson or somewhere else and be, a first or second round pick. And we'll add him to the list of players that we've watched go somewhere else and succeed.
And that was kind of the narrative before he came in, that South Carolina kind of disrespected him and Bryce Thompson from the two years before.
Well, I don't know about Bryce Thompson. I don't feel like they disrespected Bryce Thompson. I feel like Bryce Thompson kind of disrespected South Carolina, right?
Oh, really?
I just know
they went to the same high school.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like, wasn't the story there? Like, I mean, South Carolina like pulled his offer, but that's because
he did? I didn't know they pulled his offer.
Yeah,
because Bryce Thompson was like, he committed here after like signing day, because he was like one of those that like was committed to South Carolina, but then like, hey, we don't really want you because we kind of know that you're got some
bad
field stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's how that went. Now, again, I don't follow recruiting that closely, but Thompson came here like a month after signing day. And the story was like South Carolina's like, ah, we don't necessarily want your signature. Mm-hmm. So I mean, that might like to you know, if they went to the same high school, Hyatt and Thompson,
Dutch Fork, yeah.
So maybe like, you know, that family looked and said, no, Bryce is a good kid. Like, mm-hmm. you know, that's messed up. He did. Maybe they did feel like he did them dirty, but like, I don't think South Carolina was at fault for what they did. Especially when you see, you know, what happens when Thompson gets here. He's good, yes, but you know, he does bring some off the field stuff.
Yep.
So I don't think South Carolina was wrong there. But again, none of these players really matter to me at this point. I said the same thing when Morris went into the transfer portal. He mattered even less because, I mean, by the end of the year, he's a backup left tackle. I mean, it'd be nice to have, sure. Depth, yeah. Good coaching might be good, sure, whatever. But, like, we're just got bigger fish to fry. That's how I feel right now.
Well, Henry T matters to them, or else they wouldn't be flying out there, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, Dre Pruitt's not going to sit here and say, well, yeah, all I'm worried about is who's going to be coaching next because he's operating as if he is the coach.
I'm not saying
yeah,
that,
like,
but I'm just saying they do look at him as a pretty valuable player, obviously.
And they went to see Quaveris Crouch last month, I believe. So,
well, I mean, if you're Quaveris Crouch and Toto, you're looking around like, man, this is not what I signed up for. I thought I was getting the best defensive staff in America.
Right.
And also bags of cash from Niedermeyer. Where's the money? What? Yeah, where's the money been?
You mean the bank's closed?
Yeah.
Quaveris Crouch probably think he's gonna play running back coming in here.
I don't know what he thought. I don't know if they made him think he was gonna play running back. I thought he was always playing like, I thought he was gonna be like a pass rusher when he was here. Like, I thought he was gonna be an edge guy.
Edge guy, yeah.
That's what I thought the attention was with him the entire time. But either way, he's not fast to play running back. What does everybody talk about him playing running back? Like,
I think he was.
Bear was all about.
Wasn't he like
year.
The number one player in the country for towards ACL? His senior
did
year,
he tear his ACL. Or hurt his hip.
See, he did something. I don't know what it was.
I don't know. But again, like, he doesn't seem fast to play running back. I mean, I don't. When I watch him, I don't see like just great speed. I mean, I don't know. I see him chasing tight ends down the field, three steps behind.
That's what I'd say.
It's just hard to judge how fast he was in high school because he's playing in North Carolina, and that's not a very tough competition.
I mean,
there.
I know they gave him some reps down at the goal line, let him score touchdowns. I mean, he's good at that. Like, maybe he wants to be a goal line back, sure, but, like, it's dumb if that's what you want your career to be, just Lindell White, a less talented Lindell White. Which I love Lindell White. He led the NFL in touchdowns 1 year, but again, like, you're not as good as Lindell White. You're just a poor man's Lindell White. But either way, I would imagine both the linebackers. I'd imagine every defensive player got here is like, man, this ain't what I signed up for. I thought you coached Roquan Smith. I thought you coached, I mean, name any other Alabama players, Jalen Ramsey and, you know, just the whole gaggle of NFL guys they put in there. I thought you guys coached and developed those guys. Yeah. Why are we not getting better? And apparently that was like why Morris transferred. He didn't feel like he was getting any better. Like, he's like, I should be farther along. Like, I should be getting set to play my last year of college football and go become a millionaire. And it doesn't look like that's happening, obviously. If I'm getting beat out by Jameer Johnson, I'm not getting any better. Now, it would make it a little weird if he ended up transferring to Auburn, you know, following Will Friend there, who isn't developing him.
I don't think he's going to go to Auburn. Isn't he linked to Oklahoma and Florida?
I saw Oklahoma, I saw Florida, I saw Texas A&M, I saw like, somewhere out there. But, I mean, like, again, some people are thinking Auburn just because they finished second for his recruiting. Like, that was the original thing. But, like, you can't go follow Will Friend there if he's not developing you at Tennessee. No. Like, that seems dumb.
Probably the same people thinking Eric Gilbert's going to come to Tennessee just because we finished second. And Harrison Bailey. Like, why would he want to come here?
I mean, that rivals Woody guy kept saying he was coming here until, like, you know, this all happened with Pruitt. But, I mean, that I don't feel like he would make it up. But
maybe because we'll pay in the second most.
Yeah.
Instead of LSU.
Yeah, maybe we'll cut the check. I don't know. But, yeah, why come here and catch three balls a year? Like, I mean, stupid. But I would imagine every defensive player looks and says, man, this ain't what I signed up for.
Not what we signed up for either.
You know, Jalen Hyatt was mad he wasn't a freshman All-American. It was laughable because of his stats, but, like, I think he has freshman All-American talent.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if he's burning Patrick Surtain in the Alabama game, like, maybe throwing the ball down the field more. Like, if he'd have gone somewhere else, he would have been a freshman All-American.
Yeah.
If he went to Florida, Florida would have given him the ball.
Oh, absolutely.
If he went to Clemson would have found a way to give him the ball. He'd have gone on the field. He'd have played. So, like, it was laughable. He's like, oh, I'm mad I'm not a freshman All-American. Because he had, like, you know, 15 catches this year, 20 catches, whatever
it
was.
Yeah, it was 20.
Yeah.
Only 276 yards.
I was going to say, a lot of those are just those damn screen passes.
Mm-hmm.
He had 20 catches for what?
276 yards.
Yeah, so I mean, you're not going to be a freshman All-America with those numbers, but you are a freshman All-America talent, I would say. Or at least to get closer. I wouldn't be surprised if he went somewhere else that was a freshman All-American. He has that talent. So, like, everyone's just underdeveloped and underutilized and probably not where they thought they would be. So I wouldn't be surprised, like, when we have 35 people in the transfer portal. Especially when you get a one-year get-out-of-jail-free card, you use it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who the hell gets a one-year get-out-of-jail-free card in Monopoly, gets stuck in jail, and doesn't use the card? You just chilling? Maybe if you don't want to have to go, like, buy Boardwalk and Park Place and you're scared you're going to go bankrupt, you just try staying there as long as you can. Especially if you're playing and, like, people are letting you collect money while in jail. You say, hey, I'm cooling for three rounds. You guys go ahead and maybe land on some of my property, give me some money, and get my paper up while I chill here in jail.
True.
Manipulate the system a little bit. Maybe then you don't use a get out of jail free card. And you pray you don't roll doubles. But all these players are thought to have a get out of jail free card this year. That's why we have 20 something people in the transfer portal. And I wouldn't be surprised if we had three or four more good ones coming. And that was a very uplifting segment here on Talk Sports. We'll be back.
Hey, folks.
Did you see the Jacksonville Jaguars update from their ticket sales?
No.
I'm guessing they popped off.
Yep. 50% of their season ticket deposits came yesterday after hiring Urban Meyer. They're 8 times ahead of their pace from last year.
It's crazy how much of a coach has had an impact on this team.
Well, we'll say like the combination of Trevor Lawrence.
Well, yeah.
That helps too. But, no, I mean, it does seem to be mostly Urban Meyer because right. I mean, they said it came yesterday, but like, maybe they were waiting, like, hey, we know we're getting Trevor, and, like, we got to make sure we get a good coach. Like, if they hire some schmohawk, we're not going. Like, Urban Meyer, okay, we're actually trying. Because, I mean, like, if you're a Jaguars fan, you're looking and saying, hey, we're trying to be good. Like, we're going out and getting a big-name coach. And whether or not Urban Meyer can be good in the NFL, we'll see. But Urban Meyer can easily have a claim to being one of the 5 best football coaches alive right now, right? Or at least active.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, I don't know if there's any, like, some 80-year-old coaches. I don't want to slight for what they did in their past. But, like, you know, just active head coaches, top 5. College, obviously. But I'm saying college and NFL combined. Like, he has a claim to that, resume-wise.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we haven't seen him in the NFL yet. No, we've seen a lot of coaches
burn.
I'm
just saying football mind. Like,
no, I agree.
Football coach. Like, I don't know if he'll be successful in the NFL, but I'm saying right now he is one of, you know, probably 7 or 8 guys who can claim top 5, and you can have to say, you know what, you got a resume. You're there.
Did you see the list of coaches that went from college to the NFL, made that jump? They're all their records. Like, it has their shows their records in the years they joined the NFL.
Would Pete's be the highest probably? I mean, I know he had the stint with the Patriots, but, I mean, they made the playoffs a couple of times there. And, I mean, with Seattle, they've won every year. So I'd imagine Pete Carroll has the best record.
Did Pete Carroll, was he in the NFL before?
I guess he went NFL.
Yeah, I was
college,
about to say, I think
NFL.
He was NFL, okay. Yeah. Then okay. College, then back to the NFL. Okay, these are just pure, straight college to NFL. Only 2 guys, there's, let's see, what, almost 10 coaches, 9 coaches on this list. Only 2 guys have a winning record. One of them is Bill O'Brien, and we know how that kind of crashed and burned. The other is Jim Harbaugh. That's it. Everybody else has a losing record.
Name the other guys.
You got Matt Rhule. Cliff Kingsbury.
It's a little unfair on Matt Rhule right now.
No, that's fair. I think they'll be good in a couple years as well. Yeah.
I felt like they were well coached.
But you got Cliff Kingsbury, who's, you know.
He sucked at college. I don't know. Right. I still don't know how the hell he finessed his way to the NFL.
You have Chip Kelly.
Failure.
Doug Marrone. Greg Schiano.
Oof.
Bobby Paterno. Forgot he went from Louisville to the Falcons.
Petrino,
went 3-10.
Petrino.
Yeah. I don't know. I said Paterno. Petrino. Yeah. Louisville to the Falcons. 3-10, and got canned.
Well, he went there. He took the job, and then Mike Vick got caught fighting dogs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's how it went down.
I think that's the same year. Yeah.
He took the job trying to go coach Mike Vick, and then Mike Vick got caught fighting dogs, and Petrino's like, "This ain't what I signed up for, bro." Which I don't blame him, but like he just like left a note and was like, "Gone." Yeah. Like he's just like, "I'm out of here." He left a note in the locker.
He
and
did what Lane Kiffin basically did to Tennessee.
You have Nick Saban. He went from LSU to Miami, went 15-17.
Okay, I was going to say, I know he was close to 500.
Right. Steve Spurrier, Florida to Washington in 2002. He went 12-20. And you had Butch Davis from Miami to the Cleveland Browns. He went 24-35.
Okay.
A lot of losing records.
Sure. And look, again, I'm not saying it'll work, but I'm saying that Urban Meyer has a claim to being a top 5 coach alive. And the Jaguars, who we sit here and called you know, maybe the most irrelevant team in the NFL, have now expected to sell out their 100 and 200 level season tickets.
Mm. Wow.
That's power right there.
That's coming from their department. They expect to sell out their 100 and 200 level tickets.
A lot of pressure on old Urban. Can he handle all this?
I mean, it might be a disaster. But right now the fan base has hope and they have excitement. And the Jaguars went from irrelevant and one win and look at us, we're terrible. There's nothing going on. We're moving to London, blah, blah, blah. To now there's so much excitement there. You hire a top five coach, you hire a winner, and you sell out your 100 and 200 level tickets. Meanwhile, keep in mind, Tennessee is fighting tooth and nail for a 3-7 head coach. I know it's cross sport. I know it's a cross, you know, league comparison, the NFL and college football, but it works both ways. You hire the right coach, you get people excited, you will make more money than you spend. I guarantee you, Shad Khan right now. Did we get the contract details? Did he end up giving Urban his $12 million?
I haven't seen anything yet.
I haven't seen the details.
Because I guarantee if he did, he's like, that's fine. Money well spent.
Yeah.
Money well spent.
Especially with the season tickets already. I mean.
Right. I mean, like, we're relevant now. Mm-hmm. We have bought ourselves into relevancy.
After one day.
We will end up making more money. And who knows if Urban Meyer gets this type of boost for them if, again, they don't have Trevor Lawrence coming too. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, that combo is important, but still, Urban's loved in Florida. Urban is, again, one of the top five coaches alive. You invest, and you are rewarded. That's how sports work. That's how sports work.
I wonder how expensive the season tickets are for that pool out there.
I don't know. I don't know if you can even buy them every game or if they...
Just like a one-game type thing? Because I know they have a bar area over there, too.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know how that works. I mean, I think you just pay for it like a game at a time. It's probably like the porch, like at the baseball games.
I would imagine.
Maybe the biggest people get it. But that's going to be popular. Pretty sweet. Like, Jacksonville is going to be a fun place next year. And they're probably still going to suck next year. Although, maybe not. They got 11 picks.
Golly.
They got 11 picks in, like, the top 100 or something like that, crazy. Like, they... They have a bunch of picks.
You think they'll take all 11 of those? You think they'll try packing them together and move up?
They don't need to move up. They get number one. I'd say they might get more picks. Well, no, I was going to say they might get more picks. They're taking Trevor Lawrence. But, I mean, like, no, they might package a couple. And, like, instead of 11, take 8 guys, sure. I mean, you might see that happen. But I would say they're going to draft as much top-end talent as they can. And they might be a quick fix because they got $100 million in cap space, too. If I'm them, I'm getting on the phone and be like, hey, Allen Robinson, I know that you left us that one time, but you're going to come back to Jacksonville and catch from Trevor Lawrence. You're a free agent. We'll get you there.
Here's all this money.
Yeah. Come back home. And you got the money to go out and do stuff like that. But again, a head coach can get people excited. Showing that you care and you're invested in success, it's so simple, but it's so important and people forget it.
Looking at you, UT.
I mean, seriously. Look how we do things and then compare it just again to the Jacksonville Jaguars, who we should be above. The Jacksonville Jaguars. And they have figured it out before we did. Their owner is stanky rich to the point where he is going to die trying to spend all of his money. He's got more money to last him, you know, two lifetimes. So maybe it's not fair, but Tennessee can raise money. We know they can raise money. You go out, you spend, you get rewarded.
Yep.
Shocking concept. And that's like, you know, Urban Meyer is a top five coach, but we don't even know if he can do it in the NFL. Mm-hmm. It's like they hired Bill Belichick. And I hate that the Jaguars are in my division because I'm rooting for them.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I want to see them succeed. I like when people swing big. Like, I want people to get rewarded for actually trying. Like, that's why I've rooted for the Rams the last handful of years. Because they're like, you know what? Screw these first-round picks. Let's go out. Let's get stars. Let's try to win.
Yeah.
And it's worked for them. I wanted them to win that Super Bowl to be rewarded. Like, yeah, I understand the team building and clutching under our draft picks, but how about we just get all the good players? Let's go trade for Aqib Talib. Let's go trade for Cooks. Let's go try to do this. All right, let's turn around. Let's trade two more picks for Jalen Ramsey. Let's just keep doing this. Ah, we'll figure out the salary cap. Let's just try to put the best product on the field as possible. And they win. I root for teams like that that swing for the fences. So I hate that Jacksonville is my division rival and that their success probably means that the Titans are taking a step back. Because I want to see them succeed. Just because of the mentality. End of Hour 1 is brought to you by Kraft Axe Throwing. Use the promo code FANRUN for 15% off your booking. It's a good weekend activity. Walk-ins are welcome. Located on 5th Street, just minutes from downtown Knoxville. KraftAxeThrowing.com. Hour 1 in the books. Hour 2 on deck. Let's talk sports on FANRUN Radio.